Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon. We have a roundtable in the books for this weekend. You can always use the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to it. Spectacular job by Gene Evans and Jeff Rainford. Jane's hanging out here in this hour as we move forward with Sue's News in a few minutes. And also, we have Paul Hall on entertainment. Man, I need a couple. I've wrapped up some shows, Jane. I don't know where you are with some of these shows out there because you're the streaming queen, but I do need some recommendations for some shows. I started watching, I watched this the first season, and I'm noticing that the third season is coming out. The Diplomat with Kerry Russell.
Love The Diplomat.
On Fox. So I never watched season two, so I started watching season two. Season three comes out in just a few weeks.
Yes.
I did the same thing with Slow Horses. I know you like that.
Loved
on
Slow
Apple
Horses.
TV Plus, and I never watched the second season, or maybe it was the third season I never watched, because the fourth season of Slow Horses is coming out in a few weeks.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so I do like that. That's Gary Oldman. It's kind of an interesting...
I mean, Gary Oldman at anything.
Did you watch Department Q on Netflix?
Yes, I did.
That was pretty good, too.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I really liked it, and then I listened to... I mean, I know you guys don't always go with the Brit Box, but... there was, I think it's like Code of Silence, where there's a lip reader
Ooh.
Who gets embroiled
Ooh.
Into a criminal situation.
Oh, that's good.
Because she reads lips.
Oh.
And it is, no, it's great.
So with BritBox, that's an app, right? But do you have to pay for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I pay, it's not brutally expensive. I got it through Amazon Prime.
Are there other shows that you
I watch them all.
Okay.
I love the
But
British
in other words, maybe I could go to Prime
TV.
And I can just buy the season.
You can
season
buy the
of...
season because it's the first season.
What's it called?
It's called Code of Silence.
Ooh, I like that. All right.
It's
that sounds,
really good.
That sounds
and then,
intriguing.
What else have I watched? I've been watching TV.
Well, think about
The
it.
Capture.
We'll talk. What's that about?
That is, it's like a spy. If I tell you.
So you're always ahead of me on these things. I don't even know how that happens.
I just look for stuff.
Yeah. Well, know? I do too.
But it's, yeah.
She's a better looker.
I need to readjust my free time. I want to watch all this stuff.
I know.
But I never have time to do it.
I know.
Not that
it's
you guys
hard.
Have extra
I don't
time,
sleep.
But I think I spend a lot of time watching sports.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to readjust that a little.
There you go.
Or less sleep.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do.
That's what
I,
Jane does.
Yeah, Fred, I had a lot of time here over the last 2 months to watch television, so I watched a fair amount when I was just in bed, not motivated to do much. So I want to mention something that Jane is my hero. She often is, but I got the greatest gift in the mail this week because I went last weekend to Walmart because I do the shopping, and I love my High Ridge Walmart, right? And I'm looking for... for some Applejack flavored Pop-Tarts, which were introduced to me.
Oh.
Jane introduced them to me. I love them. I love them so much, and I eat them on a regular basis. So I hadn't
had any in a little while because my appetite wasn't quite where it was when I was not feeling well. But I'm like, you know what? I'm getting some Applejack Pop-Tarts. Well, I go to the Walmart. There's none there. There's none there at all.
I was in Montana,
and like
and
I'm looking,
me.
I'm looking everywhere. I send you a picture. This is like a crisis. So I went to Schnucks because we get this Crystal Light lemonade, and Walmart doesn't have like it's so weird sometimes what these stores carry. They have the individual packets, but if you want to make like a you know a pitcher full of Crystal Light, you can get that at Deerberg's or Schnucks. So I had to go into Schnucks to get the Crystal Light, and I'm like, I'm going to check out to see if they have the Apple Jacks, you know, Pop-Tarts, which would be more expensive, I'm sure, at Schnucks. They did not have them. So I didn't even put two and two together. Jane had asked for my address. And sure enough, Becky's like, you have some Amazon packages. I'm like, I didn't order anything from Amazon. I'm hoping something good. There were two different packages, both including a box, one box of which has already been eaten of Apple Jacks Pop-Tarts.
Way to go, Jane.
I was in Montana, and I'm like, stop the car, because if you get too far in the park, I lost cell coverage. Like, I went 10 hours without cell coverage,
well,
like 3 days, which is like, it was, there were times when it was, because there was a lot happening while
I was
there.
We kind of knew that because Fred had reached out. I said, Jane, I want Jane's reaction on this, you know,
the tornado
audit, whatever, the report from Carmody. Mm-hmm. And then Fred noticed right away that the messages were going in the green bubbles, not the blue. And I said, oh, yeah, she's at the state park, so she probably is not going to get these messages.
I had no coverage. And so I was like, guys, stop. I have an Amazon emergency. So.
Thank you so much.
So I was like,
here's the problem. Because
it took me about 5 seconds once I got the address.
And this is a bad pattern that's going to probably come to haunt me. But since I lost about 12 pounds from May until you know the beginning of August because I didn't have an appetite. So lately I've been convincing myself I need to eat more of things, you know, just to gain some weight. So I swear to God, the last two nights in a row, ever since getting the package, I've eaten not only two Pop-Tarts right before bed, but four Pop-Tarts. That's like, what, 12,000 calories or something like that.
Who cares?
But I had a big glass of milk with four Pop-Tarts. So I'm already down one box, Jane. If you could put that thing on auto ship for me by any chance, like every 2 weeks, I think that would be awesome.
I think that would be a gift to the world if I did that.
I do love those Pop-Tarts.
It's the new Diet Coke for you.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I was like, yeah, I need some Applejack Pop-Tarts now.
I have to highlight this story real quick because this is just hilarious. ESPN's doing some things with other leagues, and I think they're changing some of their marketing. So last night, SportsCenter puts a tweet out on their official X account that says, all the icons, all the moments, all of ESPN, all in one place. I'm not even exactly sure what they're promoting, but it's essentially a montage poster of all these athletes, right? And you see athletes from across the spectrum, except you really don't. You see 11 WNBA players, plus the WNBA broadcast team is actually in the montage. There's only one soccer player. There's only three Major League Baseball players, three NHL, two college hoops. I mean, the list goes on. Here's Jack Mack. Barstool Sports broke this story.
ESPN's post yesterday, all the icons, all the moments, all of ESPN. This mural was a complete and utter disaster. For a mural that supposedly had, quote unquote, all the icons, a lot of icons in sports were missing. And after getting ratioed by almost everybody online, they've deleted the tweet. So there are a lot of icons on this, without a doubt. But what's shocking is there's three baseball players, no golfer.
None.
No Tiger Woods. No Scottie Scheffler is like the greatest golfer of all time right now. No UFC fighters. 10 WNBA players. One soccer player. All the icons, they said. Three NHL players, none from the team that won back-to-back Stanley Cups, the Florida Panthers. In the bottom, there's Bryce Underwood, who hasn't played a snap in college football. Yeah. Arch Manning's thrown 90 passes. Again, I mean, the amount of people lacking is shocking. They have this guy from the Last Dance documentary, Mina Kimes, Ryan Windhorst. The cast from the WNBA... like halftime show.
There would be one.
Yeah.
All the icons, one place.
So to their credit, they took it down. But how does that happen? I mean, there should be one WNBA player, and that's Caitlin Clark. But you can't have that because she's white, right? Sue's News is coming up next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I meant to bring this up on the roundtable, but it wasn't one of the harder edge topics. I'll ask Jane and just see if Sue and Fred have a different reaction before we head into Sue's news here. I'm still just completely mystified by the attention that this Cracker Barrel, you know, rebranding is getting. I guess their stock plummeted $94 million yesterday.
Oops.
I don't know how much it was down today. They've removed the old man and the barrel on the logo. And it's a different font, if you will. The chief marketing officer, Sarah Moore, said she was excited for the refresh. The other part of this is they're changing the look of the restaurants as well. But the negative reaction is, like, I don't care, personally. I really don't. And I don't see how the rebrand that they went with is that outrageously offensive to so many people. I know it's sort of, you know, it's nostalgic, the old.
Yeah, I think that's the,
I
old,
think that's the point.
Logo.
I think Cracker Barrel is supposed to be one of those things that isn't supposed to change.
Exactly.
I mean, and people go there for that. I mean, they're rocking chairs on the porch.
That's a solid point.
Yeah. I just think, you know, Cracker Barrel, not, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, so, but I mean, it's not that dramatic. It's just they took out the dude in the barrel, and it's the same color. It's just a little different font.
But there are also changes to the menu. There's changes to the look on, inside, the decor, the lighting.
And the decor is the whole thing, too, right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Jane, when's the last time you've been to Cracker Barrel?
Oh, I mean, probably.
I mean, for me, it's probably 2001. I'm just being honest.
It's not that far away. But I mean, like, if I really, really want comfort food, I mean, I'm going there for the chicken and dumplings.
There you go.
All right, fair enough.
You take that off, and I would never go back. It's just that simple. Why? I mean, that there are certain things that you expect there, the goofy candy. I mean, you know, it has a niche. Why would you try to change
I don't
that?
Know. But ask the chick that was trying to change Bud Light. She may have an interesting answer for that. And like we said yesterday, the parking lot is never empty at that place.
No.
Exactly.
Right?
So, I mean, if it isn't broken, here's my advice for these people. Go down to the mail room and ask the mail room staff.
Yep.
Here's the other thing I would say. I think I said this yesterday. there are more people in this country and maybe on the planet talking about Cracker Barrel in the last 48 hours than there maybe ever have been in the history of the company.
Maybe
so,
this is like a big sham again to get people talking
if
about
it's,
it.
You know, if you come from the Donald Trump school of there's no publicity, that's bad publicity, I think they might be doing all right. Let's do this here on a Friday.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I'm not sure you're aware, Fred, that it's National Be an Angel Day. Huh?
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
I wasn't. I'm glad they have a day for me.
And it's also, randomly, National Pecan Tort Day.
What?
I didn't know that was a thing.
I've never had a pecan
tort. I haven't either. And the pie doesn't thrill me, and no. I just see it in tort form, and that doesn't do anything for me either. So we move on.
How does something like that happen? Like, how do we have a national day for that?
The pecan tort people just pay for it.
The pecan tort lobbyists,
yes, I guess. On this day in history, 160 years ago, I don't know. It just freaks me out that it was 160 years ago. This is 1865 when William Shepard of New York City patented liquid soap.
That long ago?
Yes.
Wow.
To me, that seems like it should be much more recent.
I would agree with you.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
you. I don't
even
remember it as a child.
No. What I remember from a
Good
child
point,
is Dial soap.
Yes, exactly. Right. Or Irish Spring.
Yes. And was it?
No, we had Ivory. We were an Ivory.
Oh, okay. Ivory. What'd you have, Fred?
I don't know.
You're
a
man.
I do know in grade school, we always had to like take a bar of soap to school and shave it into the form of like a swan.
Really?
Oh, wow. No, we never got to carve soap. I would have enjoyed that.
It was big into soap carving.
So I'm in the anti-hard soap camp these days. I just don't use it. Yeah, there's just something about it. I don't know. I don't like it.
That's interesting.
I use like
There's no bar soap that's like not going to, I don't know, dry you out. But I also think that liquid soap does screw with your pipes.
Oh, interesting. Really?
It kind of does, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, they will tell you, because it coagulates.
Oh.
So, I mean, and some people overuse, you know?
But I've never had an issue where I've had, like, my shower pipes be, now I say that, watch, I'll come in Monday, it'll be like a $13,000 repair or something like that, all
liquid
from soap.
Liquid soap for me as a kid was pulling out the dish soap. That was the liquid soap that I used.
Yeah, I do remember, remember what we used to do. I don't think any of us did this as parents, but maybe Fred and Jane. Have you ever made your kids eat soap? Like, wash their mouth out with soap?
My mom did.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I deserved it. I'm positive.
I know you did.
My mouth washed out. Yes.
Right.
What kind of soap for that? Like,
Ivory.
Because it was handy.
But that was a, you know,
and
now you'd probably go to jail for that, right?
Wow, oh, yeah.
Child abuse.
Yeah.
Reminds me
offered to call the hotline. My parents were like, please.
Yeah, exactly.
They will return you. Nobody will take you.
Like my daughter, I tell my daughter these things, and they were so easy on these kids. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you're in control. Just saying.
Sometimes I wonder about that. Yeah. You've seen my parenting.
That's a good point. 61 years ago today, this one is the one with music. In 1964, this song hit number one.
Baby, believe me. Jane, I'm going to see Diana Ross at the Muni next Thursday night with John Batiste. Isn't that going
to
be fun?
I have news to add to that.
Yes.
I am going too.
Look at that. Yes. That is awesome.
Fred, we feel left out.
We're going to make a night of it, Sue.
Yes. We'll have to find out where you're sitting and say hello.
I'm excited about it now.
I really am too.
I think she'll be great. I saw her at the Fox once. She was incredible.
She is still incredible. That's what they say. So we're excited to see that. This song, The Supremes, number one with Where Did Our Love Go in 1964.
I have really not gone to a lot of concerts this year, so I'm very, very excited about this one. I hope the weather cooperates.
Same here. And plus, 8 o'clock is my almost bedtime, so I'll be a mess the next day.
It'll be worth it.
Yes. 36 years ago today, I just bring this up because baseball sometimes is very interesting, but this one was 1980. Oh, sorry, Fred. Yes, all the time, constantly. In 1989, Nolan Ryan became the first pitcher in Major League Baseball to throw, what do you remember?
His seventh no-hitter.
5,000 career strikeouts.
Oh,
it's a good guess, though, Fred.
It was. Hmm. He'd go on to track to rack up a total of 5,714 strikeouts. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's over 1,500 more than his closest competition.
True.
Wow. I know.
Good for him.
I remember.
I'm stunned, first of all, that Fred knew that at the top of his head, and then I Googled the seven no-hitters is really incredible when you think about it.
That's
seven
of them. Is.
I was like, he was known for.
I can still remember what a big deal it was when Bob Gibson had his 3,000th strikeout.
Oh, that's so cool. That just is so cool.
5,000.
Woo. Paramount put Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on YouTube for free, but there's a catch. It's just a recording of the script in Morse code.
Ah!
That's kind of funny.
I'm half highly entertained, half... Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yes, by that. But that's really dang funny.
It is kind of funny.
So if you know Morse code and you want to see the Final Reckoning, I'm not saying it's the same thing, but you can do it. And how much time must that have taken?
I mean, some poor schmuck. Or, you know what? For all we know, it was ChatGPT.
Well, that's true, too. I didn't even think about that. I just thought, I did not know this, and I saw this story today. I'm trying to keep us all hip because I have Stranger Things coming up. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, you know, she's married to Bon Jovi's son.
Yes.
And her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, are now parents.
Yes. She's like a child.
She's 21.
I know. But you know what? I think she's pretty mature. And some people, you know, start their families early and then they have a nice second life. It's not crazy.
It isn't. But they announced the news yesterday after they were seen pushing a stroller in the Hamptons like you do.
Is she only 21 years old?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she was, what, 12 or 13 when all this started?
Yeah, she was. Her husband is 23. In a joint statement, they said, quote, "This summer, we're welcome to sweet baby girl through adoption. We are beyond excited to embark." Yeah, wow. So
getting moving.
She really wanted to do that. All right, Apple TV Plus just raised its monthly fee by 30%. Fred,
shocking.
Are you aware of this?
No.
Oh, yeah, Jane?
Oh, well, yeah, of course it's happening.
I will say, when it comes to the Apple TV Plus originals, I'm a fan of most of them.
All of their stuff is good. See? And so it's frustrating to me. So I think they know they will get away with it. But I do think there will be a breaking point at some point.
Well, yeah, I mean, there
I
has
where
to
that
be.
Is.
But yeah. We mentioned Slow Horses. I thought Your Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm was good. Shrinking is excellent. Mm-hmm. The Studio with Seth Rogen was okay. I didn't love that one. But their you know, originals are pretty solid when it comes to competition.
I mean, yeah.
Well, it now costs $12.99 instead of $9.99, and that's for new customers. Existing customers will see that increase within the next 30 days. Now, you could do it annually for $99.99, right? You can do it for $99.99, and that's
call
it.
Call it a day. That might be the way to go.
By the way, they lost the in the new deal with Major League Baseball, I think I saw. I don't know if this is final, but I think Apple TV is losing the Friday games and some of the baseball
they
video.
Are,
that's
I
going
believe.
To ESPN.
Well, that may be why they have to raise.
That could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, maybe.
You're right, because, that's it. They're expected to lose Friday Night Baseball partnership with MLB. But on the upside, you get Ted Lasso, Severance. Did you ever watch Severance?
I tried.
I tried, too, and I couldn't do it.
I couldn't
it just
get
didn't,
there.
Didn't get me.
I tried, and there are people who are obsessed with it.
I know.
Yeah, that's
and
what I hear.
I am not one of them.
I'm told you have to kind of wait till like the fourth or fifth episode, and then it kicks in. But I didn't have the investment time for that.
You know, I didn't realize that Apple TV Plus is still the only major streaming service without an ad-supported option.
Oh.
So they don't
well,
even offer that.
I would probably pay not to have the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. That's
they
what you're doing.
Me off. Yeah.
Well, the U.S. Open, the final Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year, begins this weekend. Single draws begin on Sunday. But have you heard that Venus Williams is going to be back?
No.
In
that's
what
awesome.
Capacity?
She got a wild card entry. She's 45, and she's going to play. She drew the number 11 seed. So if you want to watch Venus, you can. She won that tournament in 2001 and 2002, and she got a wild card for this one.
Did I read or see that she lost a bunch of weight?
That's her sister. I think Serena was doing that.
Serena was the one who did it.
Yeah,
okay.
Because Venus has always been pretty thin.
I mean, yeah, I was like, she probably doesn't have an ounce of fat on her.
That's true. Coco Gauff is also fun to watch if you want to see that. And I've kind of become liking Sinner. for the men. So see what you think about that. And just because it's football season, in a poll, 71% of Americans admit to, quote, skipping, rescheduling, or turning down plans to watch football. Most plan on watching it at home. 69% say they're cutting back on attending games due to rising costs, but they like watching from their living room.
Oh, I love being in my
you
living room.
It's a slog being in a game with all the timeouts and everything. I used to go to a lot of NFL games when I was in, you know, Milwaukee, a lot of Packers games. I've been to a fair number of Chiefs games, but maybe it's just getting older. I like watching it in my basement.
Me too.
I get it.
I can do stuff.
And I have all the games because I have the NFL package.
Oh, that's
YouTube
and the
TV.
Food. The food.
That's all you need. Okay, and finally in Sue's News, today's random fact. When the Beatles were making Abbey Road, they originally planned on calling it Everest, but they didn't want to fly over Everest to take a cover photo, so it was easier to just walk outside and take a photo on Abbey Road, and that is the story.
That's about iconic amazing. History there coming together. There you go. A Friday edition of Sue's News, and we'll go out with the Supremes here. We're coming back with Paul Hall.
So
this season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurices.
A rare Friday appearance from Brian Kilmeade coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. He's going to be in Dallas doing a very similar show to what he did here in St. Louis when we welcomed him to the factory in April. So Brian's going to have some comments on the news of the day. We'll talk about that a little bit. He's got a new puppy, too. Did I show you the picture of Kilmeade's puppy?
So cute.
Bear. Oh, Burmese Mountain Dog. Really, really big. So we'll check in with him on the puppy front. And Jane Max, my puppy, weighed in right around 37 pounds, 36.8 pounds, and he was 5 months old this week.
Oh,
so I'm thinking between 60 and 80 pounds before everything is said and
big.
Done. That's pretty big, but we had 100, you know, our lab was 105 pounds. So we've dealt with some big dogs before. Speaking of big dogs, how about a segue here?
Paul Hall from
Common Guy Films with us this afternoon to talk a little movies, entertainment, streaming. How are you, Paul? Welcome back to the show.
I am doing well, Mark. I was just telling Fred before he came on,
You know, Nolan Ryan won his 300th right outside the Burbs here in Milwaukee, as well as Henderson. Ricky Henderson stole his career base thing right here in Milwaukee. Everybody got good things off of Milwaukee in the late 80s and early 90s.
Well, even I remember, here's my favorite story. I can't remember which number home run this was, but I was at County Stadium when Mark McGwire hit, you know, I don't know if it was 56 or 50 or what it was, but I was in the restroom at County Stadium when that happened. And part of the whole goal was to see him crank a home run. And I missed that. But, you know, when they tore down County Stadium, I did get to go down Bernie's slide, which was kind of
fun.
I bet you never done that, Paul Hall.
I have not. You beat me on that one.
I was a sausage one time in the sausage race, too. I was the bratwurst in the sausage race.
Sure.
I caught a punt on Lambeau Field. Does that count?
Yeah, that's pretty cool
as
well.
Great.
All right, what do you got movie-wise this weekend? What do we want to talk about?
Let's start with, did you know Ron Howard has a new movie out this weekend?
Did not.
No.
It's called Eden, and this one, it's funny because I don't think I've seen a ton of ads for this at all. But he's got
anything.
A new movie. Him, Jude Law stars, Anna de Armas, Vanessa Kirby, Daniel Brühl, and Sydney Sweeney, but not in American Eagle jeans. So, just going to tell you.
Yeah, that isn't. Usually his movies get a little bit more promotion. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, this is one that, it's based on a true story of this group of settlers on a remote island slightly after World War II, and they try to create something. Jude Law is a doctor writing kind of the manuscript that's going to shape the way the world goes post World War II, and others come along and they have to survive the island and each other. It's kind of like Survivor, I guess you could say, on an island set 80, 90, 100 years ago. And you know what? The reason it doesn't get all the buzz is it's only okay. You would expect with these people involved that it would be better than it is. I thought Anna de Armas at times played a little over the top with her role as the Baroness. It's an interesting story. The story is interesting. However, it takes a long time to get there. And quite frankly, I don't know if a lot of people have the patience to go that long time. It's only about 2 hours and 9 minutes long, but it's still feels like about 2.5. Eden's okay, but not what I normally expect to see at Ron Howard.
Interesting.
One thing I have to mention, just because I referenced it a short time ago when we were talking about Apple TV Plus shows, I didn't love The Studio with Seth Rogen. It was okay, and I got through it, but I think it was episode 3, and it's called The Note. Ron Howard plays himself. This is kind of, I don't know how you describe The Studio, but Seth Rogen plays the studio head that's kind of thrown into this big position. Matt Remick is his name. And it's a little goofy, and it mocks Hollywood and the whole way that movies get greenlit. So he has to get, when you give a producer, a director, or an actor a note, it's essentially something that says, hey, we don't like your what you're doing right here. Let's do it maybe this way. But he plays himself. And it is, in and of itself, even if you watch no more of The Studio, if you watch that episode, you'll see Ron Howard in a completely different form than you've ever seen him. And it is really, really, really funny. There's some improv in there, and I loved it. I wish I loved the rest of the season as much as I loved that episode, but I would highly recommend that.
Yeah, there was a lot of unevenness to that whole season. There was some good episodes, some great moments like that, and then there were other episodes where you just wanted to fast forward to the next one.
I would agree completely. I wanted to like that one a little bit more than I did.
Let's go to one in the theaters now, too, that I liked a little more, and this one's coming under the radar as well. It's called Relay.
I think
now,
I have a clip for this. Hang on.
My name is Sarah Grant. I'm in possession of evidence of an unlawful cover-up.
There are a number of whistleblower support organizations.
No, I just want to give everything back.
There are official channels, but there are unofficial ones.
Who is he?
I help people who see things they shouldn't have. Who maybe should have looked the other way, but they can't.
It's a messaging service. They call you back.
So you said this is theatrical release?
Yeah, it's in theaters now. Riz Ahmed stars as Ash. He's a guy who kind of hooks up with whistleblowers and who want to not blow the whistle anymore. They basically want to get out from under the group of material they may have gathered and give it back and get out of the limelight, and they want to disappear because of threats and harassment. Lily James is his client here as Sarah. She found something she shouldn't have, and she wants to just get out and quit being harassed. The thing about this that makes it interesting is they use what's called a relay service. Now, for those of you who don't know, for people that are hard of hearing, they will use a relay service. So you'll get a call, and it will have an intermediary that will be giving basically exactly word for word what they're saying and going back and forth between the conversations. It's a weird conversation. I've had them before with people. Once you get used to it, it works really well. The thing about the relay service is they don't save any records, and you can't access who's calling on either end. So as people try to get to the bottom of who's blowing the whistle here, they're met with that hurdle. And it's this one is actually a decent, tight thriller. Riz Ahmed is very good in his role as Ash, and Lily James as well. Twists and turns abound throughout the movie. I liked Relay quite a bit, and that one you got to get out to the theaters if you want to check it out.
That's interesting. I mean, I'm not even heard of that one, Jane.
Sounds
have you
like
heard
a
of that
good
movie?
Story. No, but it sounds like an interesting story.
Yeah. All right. There you go. What else you got? Anything streaming wise, Paul?
Yeah. Let's jump over to Hulu. Brand new movie called Eenie Meenie. I like the title.
Okay.
I wish I liked the movie as much.
Oh, boy.
It's kind of an action thriller. It has moments in it where you go, wow, that's cool, or something that really happens will catch your eye. Can I suggest you flip over to Hulu and watch it for 2 hours? Not necessarily. Samara Weaving stars here. You may think of her and know of her as kind of the Margot Robbie clone, if you remember her from movies where you see her star and you go, oh, I know, that's Margot Robbie. No, it's Samara Weaving. But it's definitely, if you're an action fan, check it out. And over on Netflix, two new documentaries. One about Jussie Smollett, which I think we brought up a week ago or two.
Yeah.
The truth about Jussie Smollett. Is it the truth? I don't know. You'll have to see the documentary to see.
Have you watched that one yet or not?
I have.
Okay. All right. So the question would be, because we're big fans, and Gloria Rodriguez was on the show earlier this week. She represented the Osundario brothers. She also did a great documentary that she helped produce that's on Fox Nation. People should see it. It's really, really good. I just hope that this doesn't end up being one of those things that tries to make people think that this guy's not guilty.
I think exactly. This may go the route of Making a Murderer, you know, when it comes to that. And we do know a lot of people with Making a Murderer on Netflix believed Stephen Avery in part because of the documentary. I think you might see some of that coming
that's
out of this.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Now it makes me want to watch it so that I can rail on it.
Not a great move. It's not a great doc, but it is interesting for, you know, an hour and a half. And the last but not least, Devo, the movie about the career of Devo.
Yes.
I love just music docs and the ones that go in with some great archival footage. Devo has that. It's interesting, just the whole story about how they became who they are, those early club dates. You've got some video from early, early club dates, and just how weird they were when
they
started.
Paul, where is that one? Where is
that? Netflix.
Also over at Netflix.
Awesome.
Yes, that one did a theater run and a festival run earlier this year, but definitely check that out if you're a fan or just a fan of cool music docs.
Have we talked at all about, and I brought this up either yesterday or the day before, and Jane, I don't know if this is on your radar. Have you talked about the yogurt shop murders at all, Paul?
I have not as of this point.
That's on Max. Jane, have you checked it out?
I'm almost done.
Okay, so I think there's three episodes that have been released, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one more to come.
Yep.
It's fascinating. It's about these teenage girls who were killed at an I Can't Believe It's yogurt shop in December of 1991 in Austin, Texas. But you correct me if I'm wrong, Jane. The real focus of this movie is not even necessarily trying to find out who the killers were, but it's a very interesting psychological analytical use at false confessions. Look, not use, but look at false and how you would. I'm so skeptical about false, you know, confessions. But when you watch this and you see them piece it together based on some of the, you know, they have audio and video of the interviews, the crime interviews and the aftermath with these four guys who are accused. But the way that they're pressured into saying some things and they kind of offer proof that they were, you know, pressured into saying things and they said things that they didn't mean. It's quite stunning. And it really paints a different picture of law enforcement than I've ever seen before, because I don't think that the crime itself was ever really, you know,
and so that's why
figured
I was
out
like,
or solved.
I you know me, I don't like the unsolved ones.
Right.
Not why
I want the closure.
Them. I want the closure.
I don't think you get that with this, though.
No, and you're right. It's a completely different take on true crime. You know, because you know, I mean, when you have an unsolved true crime, you have to look at a different angle because otherwise, I think
it's just unsolved forever.
It has kept me interested. I do think it's another one of those where I don't know if it ends up being four parts, but some of these things don't have to be four or five parts. They can be just two parts or just maybe one long documentary, but they like the episodic stuff because then you have to wait for the next episode to come out. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com. Next week, we'll talk the Terminal List's prequel. It's out on the 27th over on Prime if you want to start watching it before we talk about what I thought of it.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you next Friday. We'll see you then.
Take care.
All right, take care. Friday afternoon, we visit with KSDK sports director, the legendary Frank Cusimano. How are you this afternoon, Frank?
Thank you.
I think he's wrapping things up on his end. Testing. Are you there? Are you there, Frank?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? You must be on a golf course or something like that right now.
We are.
Yeah.
It's a great match going on. I'm with your good friend, Jeff Drew. He's putting up a storm. It's a good day.
Are you at Belle Reve right now?
No, we're at Dalhousie in Cape Girardeau.
Oh, look at that. I've never played that course. Make sure you're talking loudly during Jeff's backswing or something like that, if you wouldn't mind. Right?
I feel like
I'm at this period now, as big as a baseball fan as I am, just looking at the standings, knowing that the Cardinals are likely not going to be in the postseason, I'm pretty prepared to segue into football. And lo and behold, we have real college football games on tap this weekend, don't we, Frank? Now, Mizzou doesn't start until Thursday, but there's a few games that will count.
They will. Both Kansas State and Kansas in action, not playing each other, but and then that Kansas team will come in a couple of weeks to play the Tigers. So, yeah, it's bottom line is, Mark, we are going to have football from now until like the end of January, which is great, college football.
And I guess, you know, I don't know if you're hearing anything else. Let's kind of talk about the quarterback competition. It looks like Coach Drink said that this is going to continue even into the Central Arkansas game on Thursday night. You have the transfer from Penn State competing against Sam Horn, who's also been signed to a contract with the Dodgers and was out for a little while because I think he had Tommy John surgery. My folks in Columbia say this thing is still razor sharp. It's just confusing to me that Prabula, the kid from Penn State, would want to leave there and become the backup. He was already the backup at Penn State and become the backup at Mizzou. So my gut would tell me that maybe he gets the gig, but not if Sam Horn is performing better on the field. What are your thoughts going into this next week and in the game on Thursday?
Well, it's fascinating because you're right about Bo Prabula. I mean, you leave, you're a four-star high school player, you get pretty good playing time at Penn State, and then Mizzou gives you allegedly $1 million. And they just lost Brady Cook, and the guy you got to beat out, Sam Horn, hasn't played any football, has had Tommy John surgery, and is signing a contract with the Dodgers. That seems like a pretty done deal. But a funny thing happened to Sam Horn on his way to losing this job. It didn't happen, at least not yet. And, you know, my spies tell me, and I was with Coach Drink last Saturday at Lindenwood, Sam Horn throws an unbelievable ball, not shockingly. I mean, if you can throw a baseball 97, you can throw a football pretty well. So it's so close, and Coach Drink said it's the toughest thing he's going to have to do when he's going to tell one of these guys, maybe next Monday or next Tuesday, you are not going to be a starter. So it's a lot of suspense and drama in Columbia.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how it shakes out. I'm very much looking forward to the game. However, you know, Sue, I thought about this conflict last night. The Diana Ross show is on the same night as the Mizzou game. But I'm going to sacrifice the Mizzou game because I want to see Diana
She's
Ross.
She's a legend.
Yeah, I've made my decision on that. Well, the Cardinals started a series last night with the Rays, didn't they? They've been down in Florida this week. They won in the opener yesterday. But again, I looked at the standings. We're like 17 or 16 games out of first place. The Brewers seem to be running away with it. Still the best record in all of Major League Baseball. We're here to the end of August, and I guess the home stretch is coming pretty quickly, but not with a lot of success for the Cardinals, you know, potentially being in the postseason.
Mark, you know what's really crazy, and I don't think anybody in St. Louis knows this right now, or not many except the Cardinals, is that as we speak, they're four games out of the final wild card playoff spot. And they have to leapfrog the Reds, and they have to pass the Mets, and it's still a long shot. But it's still kind of crazy that as apathetic as St. Louis is and as disappointed as we all have been, that here we are four games out of the final wild card playoff spot. The winner in all this is Major League Baseball because they've created this interest for teams that have had mediocre seasons like the Cardinals that, hey, we can still talk about baseball in late August and early September. But with all that said, I mean, I don't know if they have enough pitching to give them a great stretch drive. We'll see what happens.
Frank, we know all year long that it's been all about opportunity for these young guys, and it feels like, to a certain extent, maybe the narrative is starting to flip with some of the young guys that fans were bought in on at the beginning of the year compared to now. Nolan Gorman has looked much better here over the last couple of months. And over the past several weeks since returning from the injured list, Lars Nootbaar continues to take good directions and has looked much better, more like, you know, normal Nootbaar. I'm curious, in your eyes, as you kind of look at what this offseason is going to be, you know, you're going to be trading away some pieces. Has your mindset shift necessarily on some of the guys that you would prefer to see stay here compared to go?
Well, it's interesting. It's like the line from, you know, Al Pacino in Godfather 3, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. I'm talking about with individual players, maybe not with the team itself, but like just when I thought I was out with Lars Nootbaar, all of a sudden, boy, the guy hits with some pop and he draws walks. Nolan Gorman, an 800-plus OPS in two of the last 3 months. You know, we wanted something definitive to happen with all these players. We wanted to say, at the end of the 2025 season, we know that Jordan Walker is going to be a player. We don't. We are for sure that Nolan Gorman can be a third baseman. We really don't know that yet. And Lars Nootbaar could be a really productive left fielder. Well, there's stretches. So it, in the season, which began with uncertainty, has continued with uncertainty. And all I know is that Chaim Bloom has got an ambitious off season.
What's coming up on your show on Sunday night?
Well, your good friend, Kenny Wallace,
awesome,
is going to be with us.
Yay.
And his whole story is just so fascinating, so much fun. We were down there partly for the garage sale. But to, you know, to find out why a 62-year-old man would still want to be dirt track racing with all the money he's making, it's a lot of fun. And we're also going to chat with Mike Claiborne and an inside look at Mizzou football 2025.
Kenny is the best. I love him so much. He is awesome. He's such a positive influence, and I have, you know, negative energy that emits from me on a regular basis, but he's just one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yes.
He really, really is. And Klabe's a good dude, too, so hopefully you'll have fun with him. Frank, have a great weekend. We will talk on Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys. Thank you
all
so
right,
much. Take care.
Jane, you got big weekend plans?
No, I hope not. I want good weather, and I just want to, like, I sit on the deck and just chill out. I hiked and horseback rode and rode buses and was in the mountains.
That was
and
a quick trip, too. You were there. It was only like a 3 or 4 day trip, right?
Yeah, so we jammed everything in.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are muscles dangling here that it's going to be a long time before they're going to be healed.
Well, I have a friend in town from Columbia who is like a pickleball guru.
Ooh.
And he's in town to not only referee at the Missouri Pickleball Club, which is in Fenton, and he rents out the Reardon Suite on a Friday and Saturday night while he coaches and he plays pickleball. So he might be on his own because no one's going to be home when he gets there. He's just going to have to take care of my cats and dogs for a little while as well.
But I do have a friend. I have relatives playing in the pickleball thing.
Oh, that's exciting.
I have relatives who are obsessed.
The aforementioned Jeff Drew, who Frank mentioned, I was playing pickleball with him quite a bit in the spring, and then all of a sudden my invitations dried up. I'm not sure what happened there. Hmm. Maybe it was my caliber of play.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Jane, we will see you next Friday.
Yes.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented
by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.